I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Terry Thiel, and she's the DTN Trade Show Manager. We're here at Farm Progress Show 2008. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what farmers can learn about when they stop by?
At DTN, at Farm Progress, we're showing our new Market Space product, which is an inventory management system control. You can also buy and sell your grain online. We have our regular products, our satellite product, internet product, which also is available on your cell phone. You can come by and try and win $25,000 at our Swipe and Win kiosk. And you can also visit with Darren Newsom and Bryce Anderson, speaking on marketing and weather topics.
Great. And you mentioned, you know, things being accessible online and even through cell phones. Why do you think that's important for farmers today?
Well, because online they can get their information anywhere they want to. They might have a huge farm and have several locations that they farm. And with the online system, they can take it anywhere they're at. So they don't always have to be at the shop. They can set alerts to their cell phone, whether the market's going up and down or what the weather is going to do, if it's going to rain or lightning. They can set all that differently. So it makes them more mobile.
And do you think farmers are embracing the internet and new technology that does enable them to be more mobile, as you say?
The younger farmers very much are, and they're very excited about that feature. So what we've done is we'll bundle the packages so dad can have the satellite at the shop and be very familiar as he is with that product, but the sons or the uncles, somebody else that might be younger, really wants the internet and doesn't want to have to be tied to that desk. So we sell family packages, which allow family units to have better service.
And then the little swipe thing you got going on, why do you think that is drawing people in?
Because they want to win $25,000. But we also have a wide variety of other prizes, Bubba kegs, rolling coolers, energy drinks. It's just the thirst for knowledge. Quench it with DTN.
And people always seem to like freebies, whether it's $25,000 or a Bubba keg.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've had nearly 1,000 people in here throughout the week trying to win the $25,000. So it's been a big hit.
Wow. So how does that compare to other shows?
We did the same type of event at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville this past year. And, of course, that show's a larger show, but had the same phenomenal success with it.
Elaborate a little more about what the experts are talking about in the back here.
Darren Newsom's our market analyst back at the office, and he's also on Market to Market on a weekly basis. He writes columns every day for DTN, and just analyzes what the grain markets are doing, what the cattle markets are doing, not giving you advice on what to do, but guiding you through how to understand what the stock market is doing and what the commodities are doing so that you can make a better educated guess or decision, not a guess, on what you want to do with your grain.
Is there anything here that DTN is offering that's new for farmers?
Darren tries to simplify it into six factors of the market so that it brings it down to a more understandable and that you can deal with on a daily basis. You can go and check, you know, his 6 points and at the end of the day say, okay, I want to sell my grain or no, I think I better wait, so that you can make your own decision and not have to pay a broker to do it. Bryce Anderson was also giving weather outlook. He's on our live system every day and he broadcasts with an audio, and he also writes columns, and he's been talking about the harvest outlook and also the El Nino that's forming in the Pacific. So he's got a lot of good information that we're all going to be watching and be impacted by as the year goes on too.
Concern about weather isn't new for farmers, obviously. What about things DTN are doing to help guesstimate, if you will, what to do about different weather patterns and stuff like you said?
Mm-hmm. We just try and help predict, you know, what the weather is going to do, what it's going to do to the crop prices, so it all affects the marketing end of your production.
Prediction of weather and stuff, of course, that's always been a part of agriculture, but anything, any new technology that better enables people to read the weather, predict it, respond to it?
Okay, I think that the weather prediction, I mean, our technology has grown as the weather prediction has grown, but the technology available to the farmers has also grown. Like I said before, online products, cell phone products. Last night in my hotel, I woke up because the person next door to me had their telephone set on lightning alerts, and I heard their phone beep, and I knew exactly what it was, and then kabang, the lightning hit. So farmers, I mean, we can get that close to setting lightning alerts, wind alerts, everything. It comes right to your cell phone, so you can quit spraying the minute you know that wind is over 12 miles an hour, or you can get the heck inside when lightning's going to hit you.
Yeah, that's pretty down to the wire as it gets, I would say.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, I didn't like being woke up all night long, but the lightning was going to wake me up anyway, so.
I managed to sleep right through it. I think that does wrap it up, though. Anything else you want to add?
No, thanks, Laura.
Thanks for your time, Terry.